Hello, everyone. Many of you already know who we are, but for those who don't, well, who are we? Now, this was honestly a really basic slide originally, but I had quite the journey coming here to Heilbronn, so I think I will just explain what I did to get here, and that should give you all the context you need. So, what have I done in the past 48 hours? Well, I woke up in Würzburg, right? And this was the route I was meant to take. Maybe we do a silly. So I went to the Frankfurt Flughafen, and this entire day was just making an entire signal story about this. Is great. I got this banger photo in the Flughafen, which, considering what I missed on the way back, I don't know. I think it's worth it. So, yeah, on the way there, I saw this funny train that was supposed to be my train to Mannheim. And I say that because on the way back, the S-Bahn was delayed, and I missed it by about 10 seconds. So I decided to go back to the Hauptbahnhof and instead take the train to Karlsruhe. Now, funny thing, that train also delayed. So, not wanting to try to make a four-minute transfer, I got out in Ludwigshafen and I went to Mannheim, where I would then just have lunch. Now, in Mannheim, while I was having lunch, I noticed, for one, it was actually kind of pretty, but I noticed that there was a funny route there. I could have just taken the regional. However, there was an S-Bahn. <'Cause I'm> And so I took the S-Bahn. And it was actually genuinely very comfortable because it's a Mirio. So this was genuinely very nice. And ultimately, I got an Eppingen. Now, luckily, in Eppingen, you might see there that there's the S4. Now, the thing is, though, is that is AVG, which is not an S-Bahn. It is definitively not an S-Bahn. It is a Stadtbahn. Do not call it an S-Bahn. So I took the RE45. But anyway, all of that is to say that I would say this perfect fucking photo of Ludwigshafen, where we apparently were at the time. And this, I think, is the most fitting way to introduce us. Okay. So, oh yeah, right, idiots here too. Say, this is idiot. Everyone loves idiot. Yes, I didn't even have to say it. Y'all love idiot. Yeah, idiot is also here. So, what is an S-Bahn? Well, this is definitely not going to get anyone annoyed. First, I would say that. So, according to Berlin, an S-Bahn is a high capacity, high interval. A train, I would hope, which has its own dedicated infrastructure. You see, even with the third rails and all of that, it's fun. With that iconic green symbol that we definitely all love. However, there is a little bit of a caveat. That's Berlin. We can all agree that Berlin is so-called a real S-Bahn. It's very nice. However, we're not talking about Berlin today. We're talking about Leipzig. How is Leipzig considering an S-Bahn? Well, Leipzig considers an S-Bahn to be a train. I don't know how well you could see it, but on the second image, there is actually a faded DB Regio logo, right next to Pies Pamuka. I don't know if that shows up very well up there. But, okay, so what do I mean by this? Well, let's look at what an S-Bahn is according to Leipzig. Leipzig, or rather Mitteldeutschland, which ironically is in Ostdeutschland, is considering an S-Bahn to be this mess of 12-ish lines, and that's not my asterisk, that's official. Each line at a 30-minute interval, ideally. Which, until recently, was fully electrified. And similarly, until recently, was run solely with talent twos. Look, there's one now. Look at it in all of its glory. However, there is additionally recently, since last year, a new S-Bahn line comes to the S11, which is a diesel S-Bahn running hourly from Halle to Meersburg, which actually was in reality the RB78 until last year. With this. That is real.
That's a Schienenbus, not an S-Bahn.
That is a photo that I took. That is literally a photo I took.
Why is it run by the
SNCF? Well, no, it's the S-Bahn CF. But okay, so this is a mess. Okay, what the hell are we even doing here? I need to take a step back for a second. I need to look at the rest of Germany. I need to see what an actual S-Bahn is to be able to deal with this. So, I welcome you to the echte, the SVP-Talk. The S-Bahn in Deutschland. Oh, this is gonna be fun. And it's a bit hot in here, so. Now then, how are we going to go about this? There's so many, each of them with their own very long Wikipedia articles. Well, I devise a bit of a solution. We have to sort of skim these a bit and go off of what I'm referring to as the three L's of S-Bahn. which in this case is referring to the layout, that is the route network, the intervals, the what it's supposed to be, ideally, maybe. and then further the locomotives, the rolling stock, the trains. This is one of the S-Bahn Stuttgart trains, which I honestly just really love the decal of. It's great. It shows you everything that's inside the train. It's really nice. And then, finally, the liabilities. Which, let's be honest, that's what y'all are here for. So, let's get right into it. The S-Bahn Breisgau. That is a real image, by the way. But yeah, so the S-Bahn Breisgau. So most of it, admittedly, is relatively normal. And most of it's relatively normal. You do have half-hour intervals in the sort of interior sections of these lines, say from Freiburg to the Bleiwag, sorry, I'm very hard to read from this. Of course, you can't go without the completely disconnected S-Bahn line. But then you have the Stammstrecke, which is the S1, S10, and S11, all three of which are supposed to be coupled together, kind of, occasionally. And ideally running at, I think, a half hour interval each. So technically 10-minute interval, kind of. Now this, to be fair, with all of this bullshit, you have, so to say, six S-Bahn lines, but I don't really think that that's, like, look at this. This is, I don't know, you have the outer lines, which are kind of normal. I'd say you have, like, four or five at best. There are notably two separate operators in this network. The outer, relatively normal lines are actually operated by the Südwestdeutsche Landesverkehrs GmbH, I think, is how you say that. Which, so, SVEG. I'm sure a lot of you have experience with SVEG. And the S1-ish is operated by DB. This has its issues. Now, as is stated before, it's supposed to have a half-hour interval, mostly. And like I said, there's a lot of coupling and decoupling. Now, I love this screenshot here, because you may notice, actually, that the S1 is and the S11, all four of these are inversely coupled together. So the ones on track 7 are supposed to be coupled together. The ones on track 6 are supposed to be coupled together. But I guess DBNav has them alphabetical. So... But this map is not really showing the full story, I think. So we have to find a better one. And in the process, I did not. This is actually from the official Breisgau-Verkehrsverbund. I forget, or like the Freiburg-Verkehrsverbund. I forget the actual thing, but in the process, I first went to their website, didn't have it. I was looking, I found this, which... This is, I don't know, it's kind of there. You can see them all actually connect. You can see how the S3 isn't entirely an island line. But I also found a map of Basel, which, sure. I mean, Freiburg is on there. Like, it's all the way up there. But then ultimately, I found this as well. Which was actually, I must say, in a multiple hundred page long PDF about the public transit of Freiburg and the region. I think even including other parts of Baden-Württemberg as well. This is not interesting to read through. but here you do actually see a diagram of how the lines are supposed to be coupled together, ideally, kind of. Concept, anyway. So... ultimately, I found this, which is the actual official map. However, this is also extremely ugly. So what I decided to do is just take a screenshot of Open Railway Map. And there's this big section here, so I'll just put that original map there. And let's add some labels. There we go. That's a map. So the important thing, really, is that it's slightly more sane than the actual Nets plan might make you think. Because generally, a lot of the outer lines are just historical regionals that have been turned into S-Bahn. And you have the S3 down in that bottom corner there, which is actually just connected by the Reidenthalbahn, which they cannot fit more trains onto. It is full. But... and they do want to put an S-Bahn there. They actually want to put a S-Bahn line, the S4, from, I think it was from Offenburg to Basel over Freiburg. So all the way down there. But anyway, I would say that it's not terrible anyway. Like, I don't know. They run RS1s, which are definitively not S-Bahn trains. Those are buses on rails. Then on the actual SVEG lines, they have they have Talon 3s. And further, they have primarily on the S1, the Carradia Continental. Sorry, I'm a bit tired. Actually, have this for a reason. Sorry. Yeah. Moving on. We have, further north, the S1 Oltenau. You are going to Paris. So this, I think, fits because, again, this is actually going to eventually maybe connect to the S-Bahn Breisgau by the S4. But not to be confused with the Regio S-Bahn lines that they have here, the so-called RS lines. And, okay. I apologize. This looks a bit confusing here, but in reality, the main stretch from Offenburg to Hausach is run actually at, like, I think a 20-minute interval or something like that. They just have a lot of weird extensions throughout the day where they do generally run it pretty sane. Now, there are 6 lines, not even an asterisk this time. They do run them fairly okay. However, each of them is at an hourly interval. S-Bahn. Now, many of you know that regionals in Germany just run at an hourly interval. So this is the minimum. This is the bare minimum. You know, you don't want higher intervals than an hour, which I will get to later. But now, luckily, these are just regional lines. But luckily, one of them does go to France, and that one is at a half-hourly interval. And it's diesel with these rail buses. Gotta love the RS1s. Now, the main lines, however, are actually run with these cute little Mirias. Furthermore, we have, in with the theme of the Regio S-Bahn, Donaila, which is even less of an S-Bahn, actually. See, I originally ordered these in the range of least to most S-Bahn. However, I realized that the order is slightly wrong because these are just regional lines. There are 7 of them on a good day. But in reality, there's 4 or maybe 5 at best. The funny thing about this little stub here is that doesn't even run all the time. That's just occasionally doing that. It's almost entirely diesel, which the almost part is the lines that are in Bayern, the S7 basically, is actually electrified. Why am I even talking about this? Why? Why is this here? This is on the Wikipedia article of the S-Bahn in Deutschland. Why? They even have an asterisk on their goddamn trains. Like, look at this. But anyway, they do admittedly run relatively sane rolling stock for an S-Bahn. They, however, also, like, they have these Lint 41s, and they are, no, 54s, actually. And then they have these, I think, 423s? 425, thanks. That's, again, small image. Now, they do also additionally have a different decal that they'll run on the Lint 54s, which is exactly the shade of yellow I cannot see. So that's fun. I genuinely can't tell if that's, like, supposed to be green or yellow or whatever. Welcome to my color blindness. Anyway, for some reason as well, there's this one image that I found of just a Regio swinger with the S-Bahn decal. I don't even know the context of this. I don't know when this ran, but it's a beautiful image, so. But yeah, point is, why is this here? We really have to try to actually get to the real S1 networks, and this is not one of them. Eventually we'll get there, but this, however, is almost an S-Bahn, maybe, because it is an actual network. Kind of, there's an actual spread of lines here, and all of them are hourly, except for the RS-1, which finally is at a reasonable interval. Because the RS1 actually, in the inner core between the Bremen-Hauptbahnhof and Bremen-Vegesack, runs at between a 7.5 and 15-minute interval or so. And that is actually respectable. And from Vegesack to Faga is only a half-hour interval, too. So really, we're getting there. We're almost there. But not quite. It's still not an S-Bahn. And that's actually even so far as... Now, I don't necessarily know if this is Bremen talking or just the Wikipedia writer talking, but there is a massive section of the Wikipedia article where they explain in detail that this is not an S-Bahn, that it goes on regional lines, that it does not have different platforms, that it does not use the S-Bahn logo. It is just not an S-Bahn. But you know what is pretending to be? The S-Bahn Mittelalbe. And fitting for the S-Bahn Mittelalbe, having one line, I am going to do this on one slide. That is the line. Right there. That's it. And there's the train. They do actually run S-Bahn trains on this, though. They run, again, 425s. Not bad, really. Loud as hell, though. I have no idea why, but I was on one relatively recently as the RB40 from Braunschweig. Don't ask why. And it was so loud, I could not even be in call with my fiance Vanu there, because like we were trying. I just could not hear her. Now, to their credit, it was not always like this. They did used to have another line or another branch. Anyway, that branch, however, now is the RB36, not a part of the network anymore. I think it is even on an hourly tact now still. Here's a slightly better map of the thing that they got going on there. But notice that's not actually the RB36 that's running. That's a different section that they're running in tandem, because this line... it has a really weird interval structure where, like, it is going at a half-hourly interval or so, but then after a certain point it becomes hourly, and the rest of it's supposed to just be supported by a regional at an offset interval. They're both hourly, so it's... I guess it kind of works. I don't know. But now we must continue onwards with what is slowly creeping towards a real S-Bahn. We have Rostock. I know how that sounds. Rostock does actually have an S-Bahn network. And what is that? No, that's worse, actually. Give me a real map, please. Thank you. Okay. So this, it's simple. But there is some amount of impressive part to this, because in that dense section with the three lines overlapping, you actually have service from, at worst, 15-minute intervals. And even so far as going upwards of 7.5-minute intervals again, which genuinely impressive. Now, the other stretches are at an hourly interval, but we're getting there. We're slowly getting there. It is simple, but it works. And I keep forgetting to actually... It's just my ADHD. I keep forgetting to advance the slides. This network is run with Talent 2s. Again, I don't know. I'm kind of mixed on if I would consider Talent 2s to be an S-Bahn train, but I No, really, it's not. I've just been living in Leipzig for too long. But I did find some other examples of trains running on this network. For instance, these old, almost reminiscent of what Dresden might run. just some Dostos with a 102, I think. Oh, right, 143. Yeah. Read the slide. Then I also found that they were running a Zero Classic, apparently, which notably is a diesel train. But sure. Furthermore, a Zero Hase, or no, that's a Twin Xperia. Sorry, that is a Twin Xperia that for some reason was running on an S-Bahn line. But I guess it's electric, so it works. Now, relatively recently, they also have this commemorative decal on some of their trains that sort of is like a historical, I forget if it's like 50 or 100 years, I think it's 50 years or something for the S-Bahn, but I think it looks nice. It's actually getting there. But I did mention Dresden. Let's look at Dresden. Now, luckily, somebody's made this handy diagram for us to refer to that actually is answering this entire thing in one handy image. Dresden is finally a real S-Bahn. But Dresden, however, has its flaws. It similarly to Rostock has a high interval core where all of the lines do run more or less half hourly, kinda, but like within the so to say Stammstrecke, they overlap and they run at a higher interval where they're actually genuinely pretty useful, and they're running Dostos, which I mean it works, it does work, but we can do better. Oh wait, there's right. Sorry, there is also, I completely forgot about the S8. The S8 is diesel. That one is a Zero Classic. Running on, yeah, that is, I think, isn't it hourly? Yeah, it's hourly. And one interesting thing that I would note is that Dresden is actually trying to expand their network, or they were, until they ran out of money. Because like half of the new lines on this map are not going to happen. Yes?
Actually, the S6 is
going to
happen.
Oh, cool. That's nice. Wait, which one is that? Oh, yeah, that's Toyota. Yeah. But slowly we approach real S-Bahn territory. Ironically, with a network that is just like the NDSB. The S-Bahn Nuremberg, in Nuremberg, is, what if the MSB was kind of good, actually, genuinely. Like, they took the general model of the MSB and actually kind of ran it well. The outer network is hourly. However, the inner core is at a 20-minute interval. So they have, like, every third train going to the furthest stretches and back. And it actually kind of works, because you don't exceed hourly intervals. It's nice. It does work. Now, of course, more talent twos. Gotta love them. They do function. Generally. Maybe. Occasionally. Yes. Now, sometimes they also even run Coradia Continentals, which these will start slowly appearing more and more. These are kind of S-Bahn trains. They are built more like it anyway. And of course, occasionally actual S-Bahn rolling stock. Proper space inside, lots of doors, you know, decent. Moving on, we have Hannover. Hannover is a little silly and kind of confusing actually when you're there. Because Hannover has this weird sort of ring line. I don't really know what got into their heads about this, but every line is at an hourly interval, generally. Yeah, Yeah, it's what if we made a particle accelerator for trains? But yeah, it can be confusing at first, especially if you're coming from Minden, because you get on the S1, it says it ends in Haste, and then you get to Haste, and it just keeps going. But beyond that confusion, it generally is kind of okay. Like, they do have the so-called first iterations of express lines, or so-called Sprinterlinien, which they operate at peak hours to allow for higher capacity on further distance sections of the network. And now, as to be fair, even though it does say that this is an hourly interval for the whole network, there's a lot of overlapping, so a lot of the routes themselves are actually at a more reasonable pace. So it's really not that bad, as you might think. It's kind of relatively okay. Which is not going to be the last time I say that. It is operated with the 425s again, so proper S-Bahn train, and Stadler Flirts, which, to be fair, those are actually meant to be for S-Bahn service. Fuck. Okay, that's not good. Okay. They additionally have a lot of cross-compatibility with the Ustra network, which generally pretty nice, but moving on, because apparently we took so fucking long with the technical difficulties and everything that we have to just speed run the other half of this. God. So, Stuttgart. Very high interval, relatively. It's actually at every line being at a 20 minute interval.
15 minutes.
Oh. If there is no construction work, then it's 15 minutes. I see. Oh, fuck. It's all good. Okay, so ideally, there's not really a Vitruvius pause, but the service does get much slower, more hourly at night, which is still not bad, really. And all of this will be out of date eventually, when Stuttgart 21 finishes, eventually. Here's some of the trains that they have. Like I said before, I really like the decals here. It's generally a nice photo. But moving on, we have the S-Bahn Köln and the S-Bahn Rhein-Ruhr, which I'm putting in the same slide because they are the same network, kind of. They are two separate networks, but they are connected, and it is what I would consider the largest actually real S-Bahn network, because you have proper trains, you have proper coverage, all of that. It is mostly at a 30-minute interval, which, genuinely, not terrible. And they even have nice designs on their trains. And furthermore, they have this thing, which apparently this is the only place that they even run this anymore in Germany, on the S28, I think. And it's cool. It's diesel hydraulic. It's really neat. And additionally, I wanted to have a tangent about the Mülheim Westbahnhof, which is extremely funny, but I am so sorry that everything took so long, so we have to keep going. Next. That is extremely funny. If, yeah. Anyway. Frankfurt. They actually have a decent map this time, and the network is covered by 9 lines, 8 of which are through the city tunnel. And this is definitively a good S-Bahn. Now, Frankfurt, on the other hand, but the network is fine. They have pretty decent trains. I was on them recently. A lot of the images I found of the 430s were renders, though, for some reason. So here's a screenshot for Trains in the World. Eventually, I did find a good one, so I hired this train to stare at you all. But moving on, we have Hamburg. Fucking God, this. Hamburg is very silly, and I think you all know enough about this network, so I'm not going to dwell too long. But it's simple, elegant. There's also the S5.
single signaling system that exists.
I see. That is interesting. Anyway, so they, when I was looking at the Wikipedia article, there was this thing called Project Lightgate, and I was very disappointed to find out it is not an intergalactic portal, but rather instead it is just these little departure board things. Show you how full the trains are. I cannot do well. So it is with with third rail power. However, there is the S5, which runs on the which runs on these pantographs from Stade, no, to Stade from, what was it again? Whatever. Point is, God, this really is a disaster. So, continuing onwards, we have München, which has a Stammstrecke. Everyone loves it, I hope. Probably not. it has this very interesting thing that I can't really talk about because I don't have time. I'm so sorry. It is honestly kind of overshadowed by the U-Bahn, however. But I do really like this network, and I am allowed to be biased.
Has the construction line finished? Probably not.
No, it has not. we're getting to the end of this. there's. Yes. Berlin, Ring Line. It is having as well the oldest S-Bahn network in Germany, and genuinely very cute trains. There's not that much I really feel like I could talk about with Berlin, but I will mention that there's this really cool abandoned stretch of S-Bahn. That is called the Siemensbahn. I've been there. It's cool. Anyway, we come to the Rhein-Neckar. That is certainly an S1. Love you, Q. So this is what I refer to as the West German S-Bahn Mitteldeutschland. And it's not to be confused with the AVG, which is not an S-Bahn. It has all of the problems of the MDSB, but with more funding. But hey, it has nice trains. Now, finally we get back to the S-Bahn Mitteldeutschland. this is a really bad map, so I just made my own. we have Talent 2s. We kind of talked about this already. But what I found out is that the infrastructure very much cannot support an S-Bahn. And it's not the tunnel, oddly enough. It's the lack of places to put the trains. And really, DB Regio Südost cannot afford to fix it. They don't have money. So how do we fix this, really? Well, you got to reduce the scope of it. If you want it to be an S-Bahn, you have to take all the lines back in a bit so that you can actually run them at a decent interval. It would also help to build more than one depot. That is the only depot that I'm aware of.
The only reason you know all this is because you tried to do the scheduling in fucking train autism.
Yeah. I have this game that I'm referring to as Train Autism, where I can do all of this, and I really tried to make it work, and it just doesn't. I found
I.
Yeah. I don't even know where to begin with this. I found out that apparently you could fix a lot of this with just one switch. Genuinely. Because out of the city tunnel, there is a place where you can store trains, but you cannot get there from the city tunnel. obviously the real solution is to just turn them all into regional lines, for God's sakes. It's not, no. But anyway, we finally, eventually, I've reached the end of this. Any questions? God. I tried. Yes, Q.
You failed to mention the most important S-Bahn for joke purposes, the Zarbahn. Please elaborate.
Am I allowed to elaborate? Okay, so the Zarbahn is bizarre. It's not really an S-Bahn. It's what I would consider a Stadtbahn. It's what a lot of people would consider a Stadtbahn, but it is the tram line that goes through Saarbrücken and also goes to France for some reason.
And also runs on diesel.
And runs on diesel.
No.
No?
No,
it
doesn't work.
No, it
never has.
Oh. No. What? Okay. Okay.
There is a single wire over the
That is brilliant. That is great.
The ticket machine in France has a directed antenna towards Germany.
That is fucking amazing. Okay, so yeah, that is a thing which exists. I am.
In your opinion, should we relax the standards for what is considered an S-Bahn, or should we just stop calling 90% of all S-Bahns in Germany S-Bahns?
Okay, look, I went into this thinking that I kind of had an idea of what an S-Bahn is, but honestly, the bar has become so goddamn low that relaxing it anymore makes every single train an S-Bahn. All of them. So, you know, I mean, you even could consider ICEs to be S-Bahn in certain parts of Germany, really. Let's be honest. We've done it before. You all have. Some of you, maybe.
All right. Question.
Yes.
What disqualifies ABG?
AVG is a Stadtbahn. It is...
With aspiration.
Canal. It is a... Yeah, it is the Karlsruhe thing, and we will leave it at that. It is not an S-Bahn.
Less of an S-Bahn, there will be bigger S-Bahns at the beginning.
Because those are mainline trains.
And what about, like, other countries that are inspiring themselves from Germany, let's say Switzerland
God.
Or Austria, who run actual trains as S-Bahns, specifically thinking about Zurich.
Oh, thank you. There's a reason why I stuck within Germany, and even that I could not apparently do. But, look, I don't know. The irony is that a lot of other countries with so-called S-Bahn adjacent networks actually somehow do it better than Germany a lot of the time. So I don't know. Yeah. I mean, just look at Copenhagen, to be honest.
What are your opinions on the Basel-Bad Basel-SBB ICE stretch? Is that an S-Bahn?
I would say it's similar to any ICEs running through Berlin, honestly. Where it's like, you're not supposed to do that, but let's be honest, really. Yes. Any more? Doesn't seem like it. Oh, there's one.
So the ferries that are in the, what's it called? The border area, the Bodensee, would you consider those S-Bahns?
Well, if we'll refer to one of the layers on my map of all the trains I've taken, a boat is a train if you think about it. Yes, Vanu has a question. Yeah. This is going to be a logistical challenge. I think you go like down there and then, yeah. Yes, darling?
With the Netherlands now running Coradia Streams as high-speed intercity trains. Could we qualify the entire railway network of the Netherlands as a giant S-Bahn with express lines? 7.5-minute intervals on an intercity.
Okay, look. Niederland is a Bundesland. I'll put it at that.
I mean, that is a common topic in Dutch politics as to whether we should just give up.
The Dutch nihilism.
Well, it's economically unsustainable to be independent anyways.
Genuinely, the country is the size of a Bundesland, and the NSB actually goes, I think, further than the stretch of the
Netherlands. NS operates part of the NSB, for God's sake.
Oh, yeah, right, Abellio.
Okay, it's not an S anymore, but like, they still not ditched the logo.
We good?
Any further questions? We still have 4 more minutes.
Do we?
Huh. Yeah, you might also go back to the one segment you wanted to talk about that you skipped over.
Oh, okay.
if you want to use the 4 minutes.
You told me I had 5 minutes. All right, whatever. Let's see. Where was that? In Mülheim. Where was that? Let's get to that. It's a little bit back. There we go. So, this is a really funny story. The first time that I went to the Rostadt, I had the idea to go. I went to Duisburg by regional, and I was going from Bonn to Leipzig in the overall context of things. I had the thought, the, rather the desire, to travel through the entirety of the Rostadt for the first time without any regional trains. And I did that. And in fact, most of it I covered by the Stadtbahn network. However, once I got to Mülheim, I actually took the wrong tram because I did not know the network. And but I stayed on the tram because I figured, you know what, there's a stop called Westbahnhof. Surely that is a station that I can take further. Technically, it was. This is Mülheim Westbahnhof. It is hilariously overbuilt. There are 2 platforms, and they look even dingier in real life. It's in the middle of like this disgusting industrial area. It's great. And when I was standing there, there was no departure boards or anything to indicate when a train would come. I just figured, you know, there's S-Bahn lines. I looked at the map. It's fine. There's S-Bahn lines that go here. So I figure, shortly, the next train that's coming should be mine. So I see a train off in the distance, and I see it coming. I was like, oh, good, my train. Because that was an S1, which does not stop in Mülheim Westbahnhof. This is the only station on the entire network that is not served by every S-Bahn line. But rather only 1 of the 2 that pass over it. So I had to wait another like 10 minutes for the S3. But yeah, like that genuinely was just hilarious to me. I just stood there and I just started laughing my ass off. But yeah. Oh yeah, right. There was also, do I have time? There was one genuinely really interesting thing about München is that the Stammstrecke is set up in a really funny way where there is a rigid sequence of trains, which also means a set time between transfers, between lines in the Stammstrecke, where it always, unless something goes really wrong, goes the S2, S6, S5, sometimes the S2 again in what was it? Hochverkehrszeit. Yeah, exactly. And then the S3, S4, S1, S8, and then the S3 again sometimes. So it always goes like this. You can just sit there in Hauptbahnhof, just watch the trains go by and just see that pattern. It's actually really cool. And interestingly, the Stammstrecke is not just the tunnel, it's actually going all the way to Passing, technically. But yeah, I just thought that was really interesting to talk about. And yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you all for coming. Thank you for the great talk. And a big last round of applause to the Austins.
You insist.